Dear happy people, this is Mauro welcoming you to the first episode of the Making Train podcast series. In this section, you will find short podcasts dealing with the things that I do, namely intercultural projects, non-formal education, volunteering, and many, many more. With them, I would like to share my ideas and experience and trigger inspiration, curiosity, and creativity. By the way, the jingle you heard at the beginning and also those that you will hear during the podcasts, well, they are created by me. I'm not a super artist, but I like to play music now and then, so I hope you will like my jingles. But now, without any further ado, let's start with our first podcast. Today I'm going to talk about creativity, and more specifically I will try to give an answer to the question how to find a catchy title for a project application. I want to share with you my experience about it because I think that it is not a minor issue. A good title can say a lot about a project and it can catch the attention of the evaluator. Just imagine this situation. The evaluator has already read 20 applications and she or he is now really exhausted. The evaluator picks your application with limited energy and interest. If your title is not attractive, it risks to get off on the wrong foot. Of course, a good title will not improve your score if the quality of your project is poor. But for sure it can help, as it might have the power to change the evaluator's attitude towards your project. So these are the steps I take whenever I start with a new project. Step number one. I try to read as much as I can on the subject and I stuff my brain with relevant information. I gather clear instructions from the applicant, from the team that has developed the idea, I discuss with the target groups. Step number two. I note down on a page all the keywords related to the project. Keywords about aim and objectives, target groups, learning tools, partners. Step number three. I think about a metaphor or an element that can relate to the project. For example, if the project deals with environment, it can be a natural element like a forest or water. If the project is about networking, I can link it with the idea of a junction, roads, and so on. Step number four. I highlight the initial letters or the syllables of each keyword and mix them in different combinations to build acronyms. Step number five. Mind you, this is the most important of my procedure. After having fed my brain with the previous steps, I got out and walked for about 2 hours, looking for inspirations. Usually having a stroll in the city center is very effective. As reading billboards, hearing voices, and the city sounds provides me with the ideal distractions that facilitate the development of creative ideas. Final step, I come back, sit down, and very often I come up with a nice, creative, and catchy title for my project. Here is an example. Last year, I wrote an application for a training for WordCamp leaders. Its aim was to improve the skills of the leaders and consequently the quality of future projects. So I imagined a context for my title, and the best word I could relate was future. I imagined that the training was like a jump into the future, and I tried to work with this concept. I write down a list of keywords, and finally I found out a good acronym, LEAPS, that means jumps. In my title, the first part of the word, L-E-A, stands for leaders. P and S stand for project skills. So at the end, my title was Leaps into the Future. Subtitle, Leaders Project Skills for Future Camp Leaders. Nice, isn't it? Ah, by the way, the project was approved. That's the end of the first Making Train podcast. I really hope you liked it. If you have suggestions for the next episode, you can contact me and share your ideas. I would be glad to shape them into a new podcast. Till the next time, happy people. Cheers!